Okay. Well, I think it's time to. Okay. I think it's time to make a start. First of all, can we go around the room? This is Paul Benson, North West England.
Philip Gordon from Isle of Wight, England.
Olivier from France.
Bernard Siret from France, too.
Stop recording. Start recording.
Jose Maria Saponara from Argentina.
Jim Slagle from Eastern United States.
Johannes, South Africa.
All right, usual formats. Anyone wants to ask questions, please feel free to ask. This is going to be the last game taken from the IBC Olympiad, and it happens to be the last game I played as well. The format of the Olympiad was eight teams in a group. There were two groups, 16 teams in all. At the end of the all-play-all, the top place of Group A played the second place of Group B, and the top place of Group B played the second place of Group A, semi-finals. The winners of those matches went through to play for gold and silver. The losers of those semi-finals went through to play for bronze and unfortunate. The same pattern repeats down the table. So the third and fourth teams of each group played each other, cross pairings. The fifth and sixth and seventh and fifth and sixth played each other, and we were seventh in our group, so we were in the last section, and the best we could make was 13th if we won both our matches. We won the semi-final against Italy, and as it happened, Bulgaria too won the semi-final against Slovenia. So this means we're playing Bulgaria 2 again. This time I'm on board 2. We rested Steve Hilton, and that meant myself, Bill Armstrong and Graham Pennington all moved, or Graham Pennington came in reserve to play on board 4. So Bill Armstrong and myself moved up aboard. So, I have black in this game, and it's a match we feel we must win. We beat them in the group stage. They were in our group, and despite being the lower rated team in the semi-final, they beat Slovenia, the higher rated team. So Bulgaria second, we're not going to be a pushover. I have black. The game begins. Pawn, delta 4. Pawn, foxtrot 5. All very predictable, you say. Yes, all very predictable.
Yes.
Yeah. We had a look at what my opponent does as white. We knew what their board order was. They only had 4 players. They did not necessarily know our board order until literally about an hour before the game. So there was very little chance to prepare. Our quick study of my opponent revealed that he has a homemade system in the queen pawn. He likes to play a form of collie. So he will play pawn delta 4, knight foxtrot 3, knight bravo delta 2, then pawn echo 3, bishop delta 3, castle kingside, and only then, will he think about playing pawn Charlie 4. So, and he does this repeatedly. It's very difficult to stop him having his setup. So we decided it's impossible to stop him, so let him do what he wants, and we'll do what we want, and see what happens in the middle game. it's quite a nice system he's developed for himself, because it avoids all the sharp lines where white offers a Charlie pawn as a gambit, and all the main line openings that can come from a trade on Charlie 4. Okay. So, I was sitting here waiting for him to go Knight Foxtrot 3, and I play my second move and expecting Knight Bravo Delta 2. Ah, well, there you go. So much for preparation. The game move for White. White plays Bishop Golf 5.
And move 2. That's move 2.
Move 2. He plays Bishop Golf 5, yes. Okay. So already a theoretical novelty for him. This is not his normal system. He normally fianchettos this bishop on Bravo 2. So either he has prepared something, or he just wants to make it look as if he has prepared something.
Well, maybe he plays this always against the Dutch. Have you seen previous Dutch things by him?
No, we couldn't find any Dutch. You might be right there. Maybe against this specific move order, he plays this. You could be right. It doesn't suit his style, though. These lines can become very sharp. And there are some lines where black, to move, can try and trap this bishop. Black can play moves like pawn hotel 6, bishop hotel 4, pawn golf 5, and trap the bishop and win a piece. But white gets an awful lot of counterplay. So much activity. If you know what you're doing as black, and you've done your homework, and you've studied the middle games that result from you winning a piece and going about four tempi behind in development, then fine, you can probably play it.
You have to watch out white playing queen to hotel 5, check or checkmate.
Oh, there's ways to avoid it, but you're right. That's a simple trap. Yeah. It's a known trap. It's very dangerous. And I don't know who's better. And I don't really want to spend the time finding out who is actually better, because you would need Fritz to do it. And I used to chase the bishop and try and win it. And I used to have some really horrible games where there was no developments, there was no pressure. I'm a piece up, but I'm a whole position down. And I'd be struggling for virtually all the game. Some games I won, some games I lost. It tended to go with rating points. So what it was telling me, if I was playing a lower rated player, I could probably snatch the piece and they weren't good enough to get the best out of the position. If I was playing somebody up around about the 2200 mark, they were more than good enough to get the best out of the position. And they're the games I would end up losing. Mm-hmm. So I've now developed a little counter system against this, if I want. There are many good moves here. Black can go pawn delta 5. Black can go pawn golf 6. Black can go knight foxtrot 6. But I've come up with a little system. I saw one of the strongest players in the British 1960s chess congress scene play. I saw him play it once, and I thought, I'll study that one day. Well, I studied it, and I think it suits me. So the game move for black is pawn Charlie 6.
Yeah.
Pawn Charlie 6.
Weeks ago.
We've had quite a few games in this system. Yeah, we've had one in this system. Yeah. Okay. Now there's a little trick here, because black now has the possibility of trying to trap the piece, but you still run into the same dangers. You don't get checkmated, because the idea is, if white is careless, say, I don't know what white would do. If you play knight foxtrot 3, you lose. You will trap the bishop because the queen can't get out to hotel 5. But the idea is, black now has ideas of pawn hotel 6, pawn golf 5, and at the right moment you flick in queen alpha 5 check, which means should the white queen ever come out to hotel 5, the black king can run away to delta 8. You don't get mated, but you have your whole forces cut in half. And development is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no real intention of trapping the bishop, but my opponent doesn't know that.
What's the idea of Charlie 6?
Let the queen out. So it's at the right moment, queen alpha 5 check, if you want to try and trap the bishop.
But you're not, that wasn't your intent anyway.
That wasn't my intention, not these days. I'm too old. There's too many complications, and they all favour white to begin with.
Can't put a six, can't it?
Yeah, the idea is to release the queen to Bravo 6, and at the right moments, you just take on Bravo 2.
Right.
Now, those with a very good memory will remember a spoken thought game with Steve Hilton, where he played the Dutch, and he came at me with pawn hotel 4. Hotel 5, I took the rook on alpha 1. That was a whole rook up, but it was a whole king down on the king side, and I very quickly went down. It was quite a fascinating spoken thought game.
Yeah.
Okay, so the idea is just to play queen Bravo 6 and just see what white does about the Bravo pawn.
Exploiting the weakness of Bravo 2 because he moved that bishop so early. Okay.
Yeah. And it's also looking maybe to lever in pawn delta 5 at some point later. So it's just a nice developing move that can transpose into Stonewall Dutch systems. If you know the Stonewall Dutch, you can later play pawn delta 5, knight delta 7, and then play knight golf foxtrot 6. And you've eliminated one of White's plans of playing bishop takes knight foxtrot 6 to double pawns. So all the psychological pluses of White's bishop golf 5 are disappearing. Okay.
So the logical counter for this Charlie 6 move then will be knight delta 2.
That's what he played. The game move for White is knight. Did he? Yes, I think he did. Yeah, he did indeed play knight delta 2. Game move for White, knight delta 2. And the game move for Black? Well, many moves here. Golf 6 is playable. Pawn delta 5, trying to get a grip on the Echo 4 square. Is sensible. Knight foxtrot 6 can be played, but I think Black would probably take immediately.
Yeah.
And you virtually have to take with the echo pawn. It's a known system. It comes with imbalance.
If you move the queen. You could then play move the echo pawn. And put the bishop there or something.
If you play queen Bravo 6 or queen Charlie 7, you're then preparing echo 6 and pawn delta 5 for another Stonewall Dutch.
And the bishop is just shooting at air. There's nothing there.
Yeah. And against the Stonewall Dutch, the bishop golf 5 lines aren't particularly fearsome. They're okay. It's a move, but the bishop sometimes is better placed on Bravo 2. It's a question of taste. Where do you put your bishops? If you like fianchettoing the queen bishop, and this player does, then I think he's misplacing this bishop. He usually organises a slow fianchetto with this bishop. He tends not to break with pawn echo 4. But that was our limited study. We only had about 5 games on it. I think he's an old player. When I say an old player, he's a player from the old days. I think I remember him from the World Individual 1982 in England, Hastings. I think he played for Bulgaria then, and he scored very well. I think he probably came about fifth or sixth. So a strong player in the old days. Bear in mind, there were three Russians effectively competing in that tournament. Was it two? It was at least two, and Chibarkova.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were strong at the top in 1982. Alsandrin was there. Helmut Zier from Germany. Okay, so the game move for Black is fairly simple to find. Black in the game plays Queen Bravo 6, which attacks two pawns at once.
Oh yeah. He's got knight to Bravo 3, I guess, one idea.
It would cut across his entire development plan. Yeah.
But it would save both pawns.
It would. If I wanted to be annoying, I could probably play pawn alpha 5. And he might have to do pawn Charlie 3. Oh no, pawn alpha 5. Well, he's still losing a pawn, I think. If knight Bravo 3, pawn alpha 5. Oh, he can go pawn alpha 4. Okay. Yeah.
Pas d'entassement du tout, là.
All right, so Black's just played Queen Bravo 6 game move. White in the game plays Knight Golf, Foxtrot 3. So he's offering the pawn.
Yeah, but yeah.
Or he's letting it go. Or maybe he thought he has to let it go now. But he's got three development tempi. He's three minor pieces ahead.
Knight
Casper 4. Is that a Casper 4, Queen Bravo 4, check forces the knight, one of the knights back to Delta 2.
Yeah.
And then Black has pawn Delta 5, a move you like to play anyway.
Yeah.
You can probably kick the queen around with pawn Alpha 3 for a move, Queen Bravo 5, but then the Charlie 4 knight has to move and you can snaffle on Bravo 2 again. I think White just had to grin and bear it.
Yeah.
White is going to get many development tempi. But it's all very well giving away a gambit pawn for activity, but sooner or later you have to make that activity count.
Right.
And Black hasn't got any real weaknesses in the position yet, basically because he's hardly moved anything. Yeah. All right. I wasn't in the mood to let him have too much activity. I was worried about ideas, crazy ideas, involving me going pawn echo 4. I take it, and then he comes in knight echo 5. And there's all sorts of horrors involving queen alpha, queen hotel 5 check to be worried about. I just didn't want to have a tactical game. Even though preparation indicated he wasn't a tactical player,
yeah,
he might come at me, he might prove me wrong in this game. He might say, Dutch defense, I come at you. Everything else, I play slowly. So I wasn't taking any chances. So the game move for Black is pawn Delta 6.
What was the move for White?
After Queen Bravo 6, White played Knight Golf Foxtrot 3. Game move, Knight Golf Foxtrot 3. Game move for Black is Pawn Delta 6.
Okay.
Okay. So the game move for White is Pawn Echo 3. This was his last chance. If he didn't want to gambit the pawn, He could have played Rook Bravo 1. And it might have been quite sensible, Rook Bravo 1, because he can then play Pawn Charlie 4 and Pawn Bravo 4 and start coming at me on the queen side.
Just a general idea of putting his rook on the file of your queen.
Yeah.
Often has some good follow-up.
Yeah. So he could have taken a big space advantage with Rook Bravo 1, but I think he wanted to get back into familiar territory. Mm. So the game move for White is Pawn Echo 3.
Pawn Echo 4 looks playable too.
I hadn't really worked out what to do against us. I think I might have played Pawn Golf 6. And if he takes, I'll take with the bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fianchetto Chateau Knight Foxfoot 6. It's not an ideal setup. It's not one I particularly have, but there's not really much I can do about it. It's his style of play. So if he doesn't play actively against the Dutch, and this he just adopts a familiar setup, then this is what he's playing for. But he's been caught out by Charlie 6 and Queen Bravo 6. He was not expecting that. I'm convinced of that, because he was taking quite a little time at the board. So, you know, move two, Pawn Charlie 6, and he was spending 5 minutes on the move, which indicates lack of preparation, I would suggest. Okay, so White played Pawn Echo 3, and perhaps to a little bit to the horror of Chris Ross, sitting on board one, who follows the game next to him. If he can, Chris will follow all four games in a team match. But the boards were so far apart that he couldn't hear boards 3 and 4. So he could follow the board next to him, but that's as far as he could go. And I'm pretty sure he grimaced when I played game move for black, Queen takes Bravo 2. Okay, old Hungarian proverb. It is never safe to take the Queen Knight Pawn with your Queen, even when it is safe. Well, let's see if it's true.
So Steinitz says, a pawn is worth some trouble. So, it all depends.
Yeah. Well, White's got to attack it.
But how is he going to attack it, is the question.
Oh, it's not the Queen. The Queen isn't the problem. White should be opening up the centre here.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, White's going to get lots of piece activity, but they're all sitting on good-looking squares, but not doing anything. You need open lines, and that means you White has to break somehow with Pawn Echo 4 somewhere. Okay. So the game move for black, Queen takes Bravo 2. The game move for White is Bishop Charlie 4.
Oh.
Which creates one or two small problems. There's now possibilities of White going Rook Bravo 1, Queen Alpha 3, Rook Bravo 3, Queen Alpha 5, and White gets quite a lot of development going. I'm not sure you can take Queen. I don't think Queen takes Alpha 2 is ever safe. When you jump in Queen takes Bravo 2, you're usually expecting to have to retreat either to Alpha 5 Charlie 7 or Bravo 6 Charlie 7, depending how your queen is pushed around. She can't stay on Bravo 2 forever. She can't stay active in the middle of the board. White can push her back. So you're expecting 1, 2, 3, 4 moves to put the queen on Charlie 7, and you've gained a pawn into the bargain. But the thing about this black system is that there's no obvious weaknesses to attack. And black can slowly catch up in development while white can't coordinate against a particular attack point. Okay, let's see what happens. White in the game plays Bishop Charlie 4. There's a possibility of threatening Bishop takes Knight Golf 8, Rook takes Golf 8, and then playing Pawn Echo 4. With the idea being at some point you want to move the Foxtrot 3 Knight again. It's coming Queen Hotel 5 check, and that would be very strong for white. White will get a very powerful position if Queen Hotel 5 can come in. So Bishop takes Knight, Golf 8 cannot be allowed. So now black has to make a decision. Do you move the Knight, or do you play Pawn Delta 5? Any ideas?
So Bishop Charlie 4 was played before?
Bishop Charlie 4 has been played, yes.
Okay, Bishop Charlie 4, and then black played?
No, black has not yet played. Black has to choose between Knight Foxtrot 6 or Pawn Delta 5.
Okay, so you still have the bishop on Gustav 5?
Yep, white still has a bishop on Golf 5.
And why you cannot push your echo pawn to echo 6?
You can. It's protected from Charlie 8, but you will then have difficulty developing the queen side. You might have to play moves like Bishop Delta 7, Pawn Alpha 5, Knight Alpha 6.
The disadvantage of David 5 is you're losing all the tempo. I know you're hitting the bishop, but can the bishop just go back to Bella 3 and the queen's running out of...
Don't know. She'll never be trapped. She'll never be trapped. Yeah. She's always got Charlie 3 or Alpha 3, and she can get back to Alpha 5 immediately. And once in Alpha 5, she's permanently safe.
And after Delta 5, it comes again the trap of Knight to Echo 5 and Queen Hotel 5.
Yeah, white might do it immediately. After Pawn Delta 5, though white might want to play Rook Bravo 1 first, so that when you play Knight Echo 5, that Queen Hotel 5 check does not leave the Alpha Rook attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, there's all sorts of horrors in the position.
Yeah, but Knight Delta 7 prevents the Queen Hotel 5 with after Bishop takes Golf 8 and Rook takes Golf 8, the Knight in Delta 7 can go to Foxtrot 6.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
And how about playing now Hotel 6, Gustav 5, and trying to bring the knight to Felix 6?
I didn't look at that. I was looking at a system of just trying to secure my king side rather than expand.
Okay.
You can't trap the bishop anymore.
No, that's right.
you might run into problems of Hotel 6, Bishop Hotel 4, Golf 5, Bishop Golf 3, of white then deciding to play Pawn Hotel 4.
But on the other hand, your king is at the moment rather safe in the middle of the board. So even if there is a check on Hotel 5, and you can always reach a Delta 8 square. That's why I would be thinking of expanding on the king side.
Yeah, okay, you can expand if you like, but I think you're creating targets unnecessarily. I've got my pawn. I don't think you've got any great weaknesses to attack. And if I can keep this pawn, then I'm a pawn up for the late middle game. So my thinking was, don't create any unnecessary weaknesses. Try and catch up on developments, and then try to do something with the extra pawn in the late middle game.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to create a weakness. I have to risk a weakness somewhere. I either play pawn delta 5, which allows all sorts of ideas involving knight echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
Or I play knight foxtrot 6 and see if white wants to play bishop takes knight. I would have to take with the echo pawn. I would then have to play pawn delta 5, plus a bishop on delta 6 and castle king side. It's not the most ideal, but it's an extra pawn. And at the right moment, white can play pawn foxtrot 4.
Paul? Why do you say you have to capture with the echo pawn? If he plays bishop takes knight, why not grab with the golf pawn?
Because I had the plan in mind of playing pawn delta 5 and bishop delta 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then pawn foxtrot 4 when for a long term aim. And then, having played pawn foxtrot 4, I can then play pawn foxtrot 5 again to free the foxtrot 6 square for a knight. So it was all part of a long-term plan.
So he may have combinations involving with queens at hotel 5 check. And
But I don't think we should care much about that.
I just didn't want to hand him any real weaknesses. I wanted him to have to force weaknesses out of me. I didn't particularly want a double-edged game now. I got my pawn.
Got your pawn, sure.
Yeah.
You just come even in the position, then you're ahead by the pawn, yeah.
So I was reckoning sooner or later I would catch up in developments. And I wasn't looking for counterplay. I was saying my pawn will be enough.
Yeah, but if you play Delta 5, don't you think that the Eva 5 weakness is a greater weakness than the one you create if you move the knight instead?
No. If I play knight foxtrot 6 and he takes, then yeah, I will have covered Echo 5.
Right.
Echo 7 takes foxtrot 6, covers Echo 5. So then I can play pawn delta 5.
Oh, at that moment, yes. So it means that probably it's better to play the knight than to play immediately delta 5.
Correct. And that's what I did. The game move is knight foxtrot 6. Game move for black is knight foxtrot 6. So if he plays bishop takes knight foxtrot 6, echo takes foxtrot 6, and I will have pawn delta 5 and a relatively comfortable developments.
Easy development of your foxtrot bishop in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can develop my kingside castle, and I can play moves like bishop echo 6, knight delta 7, centralize the queen's rook, I might have to worry a little bit about Bravo 7. I don't want to lose a Bravo 7 pawn to moves like Rook Bravo 1. This can be taken care of. Okay, and I would have the bishop pair in a position that I can open up. I can always open the position up with pawn foxtrot 4, following the line I'm thinking of. Okay, so it's over to him. Where did he play? So, game move for black is knight foxtrot 6. The game move for white is bishop bravo 3.
Ooh. He would play bishop takes knight. That's like his whole plan. But maybe so, yeah, I don't know. That proves that your knight foxtrot 6 is a really good move.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't like playing bishop takes knight because he's not familiar with the pawn structures that come from it, which is what our preparation suggested. He likes to fianchetto the Charlie 1 bishop. It because he adopts this setup of pawn delta 4, pawn echo 3, with knights on delta 2, foxtrot 3, the bishop is one of the last pieces to develop. Mm. And it goes to bravo 2.
So the whole idea of that bishop to go 5 is to play bishop takes knight when you get a chance, and now he doesn't do it.
Yeah, I am wondering if he panicked a bit and he just thought, okay, you've played the Dutch. You've obviously prepared a line for my quiet system. I'll try and make it look as if I prepared for you and try and scare you. Or maybe he was just trying to disrupt whatever preparation we had done by altering the piece development. Okay, so the game move for white is bishop bravo 3. Okay, any ideas? Black to play.
I don't see enough points for that bishop taking a tempo to do that. I don't think it's worth it.
He wants to lever in pawn Charlie 4.
Yeah, but so what? You know, took a whole move to do that. Oh well.
He's trying to make your queen a bit uncomfortable as well, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think she can be trapped. He would have to play moves like pawn alpha 4, alpha 5 to prevent a queen retreat. I don't think she can be trapped. Or if she can, it's going to take about 5 moves.
Yeah,
it's going to require moves like castle's kingside, queen echo 2, something like pawn alpha 4, alpha 5, a rook across to bravo 1. I don't know. Rook alpha 3, rook bravo alpha 1, move the bishop. There probably is a method to trap the queen. But it's going to be so slow.
But then the queen could probably find an escape somewhere. Yeah.
Well, this is black's next move. Okay. All right. It took me a while to decide this was the right move. Oh, and incidentally, it wasn't pure genius on my part. When preparing for the coaching session involving this opening of a short while back, I came across a few games of Nakamura, and I saw him do a particular manoeuvre on more than one occasion. I saw him do queen takes the pawn on bravo 2, and I saw him do this move that I'm about to play. So I thought, if it's good enough for Nakamura, it's good enough for me. So the game move is queen Charlie 3.
Are you threatening 9 Echo 4?
Yeah.
There's possibilities of 9 Echo 4 in the air. Yeah, it's an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you're preventing Pawn Charlie 4.
And this is more important, preventing Pawn Charlie 4. I don't want him breaking open the sensor. If the sensor breaks open and I'm still 3 development tempi behind in minor pieces, then something somewhere is probably going to happen. Or he'll just get a good grip on the position and I might never achieve complete development. So this was just stopping his plan of Queen Charlie 4. And it pins the Delta 2 Knight. And it need be, we do have Knight Echo 4 just to start tying him down a bit.
Well, you threatened Knight Echo Bishop then too. I think your move basically refutes his bishop to Bravo 3. You took a move, but now look, black has improved and white has got nothing.
And White Castle.
White better White Castle.
Oh, yeah. White's got plenty of moves here. I mean, if White wants to get Pawn Charlie 4 in, White should go Rook Charlie 1. Castle King side. Play Knight Bravo 1, which forces the Queen to move, and then Pawn Charlie 4. So White can have this for a cost of 2 development tempi. The Rook on Charlie 1 will be fairly useful, but the Knight on Bravo 1 won't be.
And you right away can play Knight.
And we've also stopped Pawn Echo 4 for a good while now. Or have we? No, not quite. He can still play Bishop takes Knight Foxtrot 6 and play Pawn Foxtrot 4 on me. Pawn Echo 4, sorry. But not while his knight is pinned. So it's doing quite a few things. It's stopping Pawn Charlie 4. It's pinning the knight on Delta 2. And it's just getting the queen out of an immediate attack. An immediate tempo attack.
Mm-hmm.
So Black has played Queen Charlie 3. White in the game plays Castle's Kingside. Game move, White's Castle's Kingside. Alright. So, if we have a look at the tempi, White has got 4 minor pieces, Castle. Black's got 1 minor piece and a Queen. So, White is technically 3 minor pieces and a Castle's versus Queen developments ahead. But there's no weaknesses in the black position. Where can the black forces, where can white coordinate on a weakness? The only real weak point is the pawn on Foxtrot 5, and that can be defended again by pawn Golf 6 or pawn Echo 6. Oh no, not pawn, well, yeah, no, pawn, it would have to be pawn Golf 6 if anything. Okay. Well, I wanted to see.
You still have the threat of bishop takes knight followed by pawn eco 4.
He does now, yeah. So black should do something about this. Okay. Game move for black. It's Knight Bravo, Delta 7.
Mm-hmm.
So now the threat of Bishop takes Knight Foxtrot 6 can be met by Knight takes Bishop Foxtrot 6.
Missed his chance.
Yeah, there's one problem with this, though.
You're blocking your bishop, of course.
I was worried about this, and I was rather hoping he wouldn't find a particular reply. I don't think it's particularly bad, but it doesn't make me any happier with my position. But I felt I had to play Knight Bravo Delta 7 to get on with developments and to rule out the plan of Bishop takes Knight on Pawn Echo 4.
You can play Bishop Echo 6, can't you?
Yeah, this was the move I didn't want him to play.
Yeah.
I think I would have to play pawn golf 6.
Check this.
But there might be some crazy ideas after pawn golf 6 of me playing pawn delta 5. Intending queen alpha 3 to delta 6 to force him to play bishop takes knight delta 7.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can't win the piece on echo 6. Okay, so this is a position with which I feel sure he hasn't had much experience. Whereas I've had quite a lot of queen takes, bravo 2 snatches. It goes in the system. It's all part of the Charlie 6 system. So, did he have the courage to play bishop echo 6, or does he carry on with his slow building to have an early middle game central pawn break if he can? Right, knight bravo delta 7. Have I got this right? Okay, I must have got it right. Okay, the game move, a little bit puzzling. White plays rook bravo 1.
Too late.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just looking at the bravo 7 pawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just leaving it as a possibility. Maybe he's planning something like bishop echo 6, rook bravo 3.
So I assume that you still don't want to expand on the king side, so that you would play delta 5 now.
Yeah, I want to stabilize this position now. I do not want a central pawn break at all. Or, if it's coming, I want him to work very hard for it. So, you're right. Pawn hotel 6, golf 5 is an interesting way of playing it. And I'm sure you'll get a very exciting game. But I did not want an exciting game. It was early in the morning. It was a 9 o'clock start. So... Yeah, it was the final round, you see. They have to have the closing ceremony at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So, the game move, I think, is... Bravo 1. Game move for black is pawn delta 5. Okay, well, there you go. So much for the rules in the opening. You know, black has played... three queen moves and two moves with the delta pawn. And yet, the delta pawn move is correct. And that, because we're no longer worried about the possibilities of knight echo 5 or that much. I don't think it's as much as a problem because it loses a pawn immediately. This is another reason for keeping the queen on Charlie 3. Because knight echo 5 can be back by knight takes knight, and we pick up a pawn on echo 5. And I don't think white will gain anything from a second pawn sacrifice.
Right. That's why I would consider as a possible plan for white to play rook Eva 1. Knight Felix 1, and then extract the queen with queen delta 3.
That would offer a queen trade.
Yes.
With a pawn down.
Pawn down, that sounds
Yes, it's the only way I see I see it as a way of activating the beta 3 bishop, because this bishop is very dumb at the moment. It does nothing.
Yeah. You can take with the Charlie pawn, and then you can break with pawn echo 4. That would be very difficult to assess. Yeah, white, you're right. White has to get some activity for the pieces. The pieces are developed, but they can't do much more than sit on the squares they're on. You need open lines somewhere. So white must either break with pawn or pawn Charlie 4. It's got to be one or the other.
Right.
If white sits here and does nothing, black will slowly complete developments, get the queen back, the right side of his own pawn chain, and then start manoeuvring for probably pawn echo 5. Or maybe start expanding on the queen side with pawn bravo 5, pawn alpha 5. So if white doesn't break the position open, black will slowly regroup, and you should be just a safe pawn up. You might be always a little bit behind in development. You might get your pieces out, but white pieces might be more active.
But it could be worth the pawn.
Well, the problem for now is if white does nothing, white is just going to ultimately be a pawn down. So white has got to take some risks here. White has got to play actively. Okay, when you sit down to play a game, with black you think, if I avoid losing, it's okay. I'd like to win, but, you know. And at the moment, there's no real threat to black now. The danger period has passed.
I missed a couple of chances, I think.
Yeah.
White squared bishop, as usual in the Dutch, is not very active, is it?
No, well, you don't mind. You can afford one slow piece in an opening. If you have two slow pieces, it's a bit worrying, especially if there are open lines in the position. But there's no open lines here.
I suppose after bringing the queen back, you can play Bella 6 and Bishop Anna 6.
Bravo 6 and Alpha 5 first.
Yeah.
And then you can start looking at Bishop Alpha 6, yeah. There's even a possibility of Bella 6, Alpha 5 and Alpha 4 to trap a piece. In fact, Alpha 5 forces pawn alpha 4. Now, whether or not that's a good move for both players, I don't know. I'd be a bit concerned about playing pawn alpha 5 with my queen still on Charlie 3.
Yeah.
You just get the feeling maybe keep alpha 5 for a retreat square. You never know.
You could block pawn with your queen instead. Queen alpha 5.
No, I was thinking of pawn alpha 5, alpha 4, but it doesn't work, because as soon as black goes pawn alpha 5, white goes pawn alpha 4.
Yeah, and then black doesn't have the retreat square to send.
The other plan would be to move the white king to hotel 1 or hotel 2, to golf 1 and Eva 2, forcing the queen out of Charlie 3.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
That rook Bella 1's in the way, isn't it? Basically.
Yeah. Well, he must have had a reason for that. Maybe he was thinking in terms of playing rook Bravo 3 at some point, but backed off when it came to putting the plan into execution. He probably didn't think I was going to go pawn delta 5. Another plan for white might be to play King Hotel 1, move the Foxtrot Knights, and play Foxtrot 3 and Pawn Echo 4. Maybe you treat Knight Golf 1 to Echo 2 and play Pawn Foxtrot 3 and Pawn Echo 4. Looks a bit slow, but white must lever in Pawn Echo 4 somehow. Mm-hmm. But then black might just sit there. Black might just go Pawn Echo 6 or say, so what? But you've got to get... White must get some tension.
If you move the king to Hotel 1, then if you manage to get a knight to Eva 2, the queen will be forced out, and this will allow you to play Pawn Charlie 4.
Yeah, and you can follow it up with, say, Queen Charlie 2 and Knight Charlie 3, and then you're beginning to get pressure on the centre squares. Again, Pawn Echo 4 is weak. Pawn Echo 4 is a break. You have to organise it with Pawn Foxtrot 3 to Echo 4. And white, black can't particularly strengthen the Echo 4 square. So black is just sitting here waiting for white to find this plan. But you see, if white has his own little system of developments, as we saw in preparation, that's put the knight on Golf 3, a knight on Delta 2, and fianchetto the queen's bishop, then this type of central pawn structure is not common to him, because he would have Pawn Charlie 4 in fairly early against the Stonewall Dutch. And he hasn't got it in here, so he's got no central tension.
But okay. The black king is still at the center of the board, so maybe white can prepare with Rook Echo 1.
Well, the central break has to be Pawn Echo 4. Or he has to move my queen from Charlie 3 and play Pawn Charlie 4, and maybe then Pawn Delta 5 or Pawn Charlie 5 might do something. He's got to manoeuvre either Pawn Charlie 4 or Pawn Echo 4. And the quicker the better. Because if I ever get complete developments and start expanding with Pawn Bravo 5 and then Pawn Alpha 5, I think white's in trouble. And the extra pawn will fairly quickly count on the queen side.
We can also try to move the bishop to Foxtrot 4. This prepare and covers the Eva 5. So then you can play a knight or the bishop on Eva 5.
Yep, you win some, you lose some. When the pawn advanced to Delta 5, it gained a lot of light square cover, but it gave away Echo 5. He can't have everything. This is the lesser of all the evils. Closing off the light squared bishop is and preventing a central pawn break, or making it difficult, was more important than giving away Echo 5.
Can black play Bowie's king and then play Eva 5 eventually?
Black is looking to play Pawn Echo 5, yeah.
Got Eva 6, Bishop David 6, and then decide what to do.
That's a traditional Stonewall Dutch setup, yeah. Echo 6, put Bishop Delta 6, Castle King side. Possibly now you've got Echo 5 covered well enough, you treat Queen Alpha 5 to Charlie 7. And then looking at Pawn Echo 5, yeah. That idea didn't occur to me in the game. For some reason, it just didn't occur, which is bizarre, really, because I spent about 20 years playing the Stonewall Dutch. Okay. So, white's got to organise something here. Let's see what happens. White in the game plays Queen Echo 2. There's another plan here. Queen echo 2, you prepare rook delta 1, play knight foxtrot 1, rook delta 3, and the queen must move, and then white has pawn Charlie 4. Okay, so queen echo 2. Back in the game, plays pawn golf 6. So black's deciding to fear and chateau. Though, as pointed out, I think pawn echo 6 and bishop delta 6 is more logical. Or maybe not, because if you go pawn echo 6 and bishop delta 6, white might go bishop foxtrot 4. And if you trade, you open up, you semi open up the echo file onto the echo 6 pawn, which will be a permanent target. So you'd have to back off with the bishop or guard it. Probably have to back off to echo 7. Okay. So, golf 6 for black. Game move for white, as pointed out, bishop foxtrot 4. Game move, white plays bishop foxtrot 4. So white is wanting to play knight echo 5. Can't do it immediately because it loses a pawn. So white is now, the idea is to come in knight echo 5 and see what happens. Game move for black, which should be fairly obvious. Bishop golf 7. Game move for black, bishop golf 7. So black's beginning to catch up on development now. Black's got three pieces developed. White's got four and a queen. Both players have got a queen out. And white, black's queen is better than white's. So white's got four pieces, a rook and a castle. But again, they're not coordinating. And white's running out of developing moves. You know, you can play rook delta 1 and rook charlie 1, but then what? You've got no play, you've got no plan. Whereas black's plan is just to catch up on developments at the moment. So black's game is easier to play. Okay. So, white in the game carries on with the plan. Game move for white is knight echo 5. The game move for black is just get on with developments. Black castles kingside. Right. What should white do here? Any ideas?
Up the other knight to foxtrot 3. Knight delta foxtrot 3.
Okay, well that's carry on with my nice, you know, the position looks good. Okay, it's keeping everything under control. That's safe and solid. And then white can play rook delta 1, rook foxtrot delta 1, rook delta 3.
It's black.
And then pawn Charlie 4. Sorry?
It's black's a play, isn't it, after knight e5?
Black's castle kingside.
Oh, castle king, yeah, right, yeah.
Game move, black castle's kingside. Alright. If you play knight delta foxtrot 3, this is the game move. But maybe there's another idea here for white. And that's to play pawn foxtrot 3 with the idea of pawn echo 4 and see what black does.
Which is a better idea, I think. Since he's a pawn down, he better do something active rather than just trade pieces and stuff.
Yeah, black's got to be careful about the delta 4 pawn, because as soon as you go foxtrot 3 and pawn echo 4, black's got queen takes delta 4 check. So you can't easily be organised, can it?
Knight Felix 3 does actually leave a big hole on either 4. Rather a big hole on either 4.
Yeah, you can put a piece on it, but, you know. Well, maybe it's a case of win something, lose something, you know.
Knight either 4, move the queen to honor 5, and threaten knight Casper 3.
Which makes the Rook Bravo 1 look a little clumsy.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Move the queen first, then, well, knight either 4 first of all.
Yeah, it'll never happen by force, because white can see it coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And play moves like queen delta 3. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
which
is the problem about pushing now the echo 4 pawn?
You lose the delta 4 pawn.
I will check.
Maybe, you would have to put a king on hotel 1. Put the Bravo Rook on Delta 1, so that when you play Foxtrot 3 and Echo 4, Queen takes Delta 4 will not be check. And then, if Queen takes Delta 4, White has moves like Knight Charlie 4. It doesn't go anywhere. It can't go anywhere after playing Knight Delta to Charlie 4. You attack the Black Queen, who is running short of squares, but it doesn't, after knight Charlie 4, it doesn't go anywhere. There's no real threat in the position. So white will be losing another pawn for nothing.
Is the pawn still on either 7, the black pawn?
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
it can't come in on delta 6.
That's what I said first, the knight delta to spot 3.
Yeah.
Take that to the ball.
Okay, that's it. Okay, that's the game move. Knight delta to foxtrot 3. The game move for white is knight on delta 2 to foxtrot 3. Knight delta foxtrot 3.
Why not just exchange pieces off? Knight takes knight. Knight takes knight. Knight David 7. All the pieces are going to come off.
Do you think white should trade pieces or black?
No, black. Black.
I didn't want to trade pieces while still behind in development.
All right.
I wanted to see if white would trade pieces on me. I wanted to see what his feeling was.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so knight delta foxtrot 3. Black in the game takes your advice and plays knight echo 4. Game move for black knight echo 4. With the obvious idea, maybe knight on delta 7 to foxtrot 6. And so what white does to black, black does back to white.
Maybe Queen Alpha 5, Knight Charlie 3.
Yeah, Queen Alpha 5 threatens that. It can be easily stopped with Queen Delta 3. But you can play Knight Charlie 3 anyway. Yeah. In fact, that would be very good, wouldn't it? So, As you suggest, you have to knight echo 4, queen alpha 5, intending knight Charlie 3, and then bring the other knights on delta 7 to echo 4. Black's still got the slight problem of queenside developments.
Yeah.
With a knight on echo 5, Black can't move the Bravo pawn. You lose on... at the moment, with the queen on Charlie 3, it backwardly guards Charlie 6. So you might just have time for pawn Bravo 6 and bishop Bravo 7. Also, another plan, instead of knight echo 4, was to start trading. Knight takes knight echo 5, black plays knight, white plays knight takes knight echo 5, and then black retreats knight on foxtrot 6 to echo 7 and tries to do the same again, which takes us into a double rook and double bishop middle game where black is a pawn up. Okay. Knight echo 4. Okay, white's in the game. So black has just played knight echo 4. White in the game plays rook Bravo delta 1. So white's just set himself up for the fork again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still the fork.
Yeah. If you try queen alpha 5, white can go, well, white goes pawn Charlie 4. And if you go knight Charlie 3, white goes queen delta 2, and your queen is horribly pinned. And you're about to lose a knight on Charlie 3, I think.
Queen Bravo 5 invites a pawn move and white loses another pawn.
Queen. Which queen to Bravo 5? The black queen?
Black queen to Bravo 4.
Oh, 4, so, yeah.
4.
After Queen Bravo 4, white can still play. Can white play pawn Charlie 4? Yeah, white could play pawn Charlie 4. Oh, I see what you're doing. Oh, no, it won't work. It won't work. I see the tactic. Yeah. So, white's played rook Bravo Delta 1. Perhaps the idea is Queen Bravo 4. White plays pawn Charlie 4. Black plays knight Charlie 3. Forking queen and rook. White plays queen delta 2, pinning. Knight takes alpha 2. But that only works if white plays queen takes queen. If instead white just plays queen takes alpha 2, black's just lost a piece.
Isn't white threatening rook Davy 3?
That's I think is one of the ideas, yeah. And then after queen alpha 5, pawn maybe rook Charlie 1 first, and then pawn Charlie 4. And white's beginning to get some play. At least the pieces are beginning to work, in the pawns are working in the centre. But there's still no great weakness in the black position. But if white can get pawn Charlie 4 in, white might then... Well, black has to worry about perhaps losing a pawn on delta 5. Black might have to play pawn echo 6. White might choose to block it up with pawn Charlie 5 and then try to double rooks on the Bravo file, which makes the Bravo 7 pawn a perpetual headache. So white might not be able to break through, but white might be able to hold black under such pressure that black can never do anything with the extra pawn.
Is he trying to sack your queen? If white had two moves, rook David 3.
Well, the queen retreats to alpha 5. Or the queen would retreat to alpha 5. If it's white to play again, rook delta 3, queen alpha 5. And then white plays pawn Charlie 4. So I guess he's in. But black can't play knight Charlie 3 anyway, because you lose it to queen delta 2.
Yeah.
You need at least another piece on. You need at least a knight on foxtrot. The other knight on foxtrot 6 before you can think of coming in knight Charlie 3.
Well, the object of rook to delta 1 also can get free the knight on foxtrot 3 to boost up 5 and protect the delta 4 pawn.
It does, and knight golf 5 threatens knight echo 6, which threatens to take on Charlie 8, and then the piece on delta 7 is undermined. Black has to do something about the queen side congestion. And against all my wishes, I decided that there had to be a little bit of liquidation. Ideally, I wanted to play moves like knight delta foxtrot 6, and then see what happens. Maybe bishop echo 6. Then maybe think about bringing the foxtrot rook across to the queen side and start expanding with the pawns.
But you exchange knights.
Maybe I was beginning to feel a bit uncomfortable about rook delta 3 and pawn Charlie 4. Black can make pawn Charlie 4 a little bit more awkward by retreating knight and echo 4 to delta 6. Now I can't fully remember why I wanted to trade knights now, but there must have been a reason somewhere in the queen side play.
And also if you exchange the knight Gustav 5, there isn't an outpost on either 6 because the bishop's covering it.
And, well, furthermore, white is probably almost certainly going to capture with the knight on echo 5 anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so the game move is knight takes knight echo 5, which, if for no other reason, gives your opponent a three-way capture, and it's always good fun seeing how much time they take to recapture when you give them three ways to recapture. I think there's really only one sensible way of recapturing. I don't think white should play delta 4 takes echo 5, because black will simply go pawn echo 6 and then have a very comfortable game expanding with four queenside pawns. bishop delta 7, put the foxtrot rook across on the queen side and start going pawn bravo 5, pawn alpha 5. Yeah. So, white has to recapture with a piece on echo 5. And white chooses to play knight takes knight echo 5. Game move, knight takes knight echo 5.
Is probably sensible.
And so it leaves the foxtrot 3 square.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. No, he didn't. I've read the same move twice. After black plays knight takes echo 5, white in the game plays bishop takes echo 5.
Oh.
Bishop takes knight echo 5. All right, so white's deciding to over-defend the delta 4 pawn. Maybe white's still planning rook delta 3. Queen moves, pawn Charlie 4.
Yeah, white played bishop takes bishop with a good game. I don't get this. Bishop takes
that. Well,
now you control the black squares in front of the king. Oh boy.
Well, the bishop trade probably can't be avoided now.
Oh.
But the black squares for the king in the black king side aren't all that weak. You've got to come in with queen and knights to do any good. My bishop controls echo 6, so I'm safe there. So even if white trades bishops on golf 7 and tries knight golf 5, I'll just play pawn hotel 6 and kick it back.
Wait a minute, I thought you said white played bishop takes echo 5 for black.
Yeah, no, white plays bishop takes knight echo 5.
Oh.
That's the game move?
Yeah.
Oh, but, sorry. I took with a bishop, with a knight on foxtrot.
Yeah, I thought he had them. I read the same move twice. Sorry. Yeah, I read the same move twice off the score sheet. Sorry. Yeah. In the game, black plays knight takes knight echo 5, and white in the game plays bishop takes knight echo 5.
Yeah, I think you should take
Yeah, that's what I said, that the knight left the square, the foxtrot 3 square for the pawn, expulsing the knight, because I understood that you said knight takes echo 5 for white.
Yeah, no, I misread it. I misread the score sheets. Is it not? White plays bishop takes knight echo 5.
That's a mistake. Okay. Why don't you take with the knight? Come on.
That's a mistake.
Now, for black, pawn f4 is quite tempting.
Doesn't white just play bishop takes pawn, foxtrot 4? There's a bishop, white's got a bishop on echo 5. Just giving away a pawn unnecessarily. All right, you're getting open lines for your Charlie 8 bishop. You can come out bishop golf 4, and you can smash up the white king side with bishop takes foxtrot 3. Oh, actually, that's looking quite attractive. Pawn foxtrot 4, bishop takes foxtrot 4. Bishop golf 4. It's not quite enough time. I was going to say double rooks on the foxtrot file. You then have to play pawn hotel 6, pawn golf 5, and then you're threatening all sorts of horrors. Either bishop takes foxtrot 3, or equally interesting is rook takes knight foxtrot 3. So that golf takes bishop takes, and then see if there's, you might get a mating mess on the light squares. That's definitely a move to keep in mind, isn't it? Pawn foxtrot 4. But I was in one mindset. I wasn't thinking of playing attacking moves. I was thinking of making this pawn count. So all my ideas were running on get developed, keep the pawn, slowly push white back, make the pawn count. So I just simply forgot about active ideas.
Yeah, you definitely have the makings of a kingside attack there as well.
Yeah, in fact, I could probably do it a little bit slower. I could probably play pawn hotel 6, put the bishop on echo 6, double rooks on the foxtrot file, and then we are ready for pawn foxtrot, or maybe pawn golf 5 and pawn foxtrot 4. Okay, well, my mind wasn't on a kingside attack. I grabbed my pawn, and I was saying to myself, this pawn will count in the ending. Famous last words. All right. So, bishop takes echo 5 for white. It's black to play. Right.
You want to develop bishop to David 7, maybe?
Or either 6. Because David 7, we've got bishop takes bishop, king takes bishop, knight either 5, hitting the bishop.
If you put it on echo 6, yeah.
At least it's... I don't think you can get to it. No, no, echo 6, you get knight g5 hits the bishop, doesn't it?
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah. So where's better?
And then white will be ready for pawn foxtrot 3, pawn echo 4, and the position is beginning to break open again. All right. Bear in mind, my thinking is to keep the position under control. Well, knight golf 5 is a, maybe an annoyance. The moment it wouldn't do anything, because I would just play bishop takes bishop, pawn takes bishop, and queen takes pawn and echo 5, winning another pawn, thank you. And it looks a safe pawn. Oh, hang on, he can never play knight golf 5. Black has a knight on echo 4.
Oh, he can't, yeah. Can't, yeah, there's an outside echo 4.
Yep, piece is captured backwards. Yeah. Alright, well, Black, I just decided to consolidate the position. I just said, I haven't got any weaknesses in my position, and I don't think you can create any very easily. So I just played a move that gave nothing away and just made it stronger. Black in the game plays bishop, foxtrot 6. There's no great idea other than if white decides to play bishop takes bishop, I might be able to play pawn takes foxtrot 6. And that gives me permanent control of the echo 5 square. And then my knight is better than his knight. My queen is better than his queen. My bishop isn't better than his bishop, but it isn't massively worse. My bishop's the wrong side of the light squared pawn chain. But once I develop, with a pawn on foxtrot 6, the king side looks fairly secure. So I can play moves like bishop echo 6, put the foxtrot rook on the queen side, and start expanding the queen side pawns.
Isn't there a problem with that? I mean, if he plays bishop Casper 7.
Ah. My queen got me. Well, the queen can hop in on Bravo 2, so she's not trapped immediately, but you're right. After Bishop Charlie 7. Yeah. That's quite an interesting move. Mm-hmm. All right. You can just about afford rook delta 3, queen bravo 2. Bishop comes back to alpha 5. White then plays pawn alpha 4, threatening bishop Charlie 3. It doesn't quite work. The bishop's in the way on Charlie 3. The queen can get back to delta 6 from alpha 3. So it's not quite trapping the queen, but it's uncomfortable. It's okay. Because white has sufficient. All right, black might have to give up bishop takes knight on echo 5. If bishop Charlie 7, black can go pawn bravo 6. And if knight comes in on echo 5, attacking Charlie 6, maybe black can afford bishop bravo 7. And then the Charlie 7 bishop is in danger of being trapped. White can go knight echo 7. Black rook moves, knight takes foxtrot 6, check, echo takes foxtrot 6. The bishop on Charlie 7 will probably have retreat squares, foxtrot 4. So it doesn't look like he's getting trapped. So white can just about get away with bishop Charlie 7. It would make black think. Okay. Right. I think the next move is a little bit of a puzzler. Where are we? So bishop takes echo 5, bishop foxtrot 6. Right. Okay. Don't ask me to explain why players play their moves. I can explain my move in this game sometimes, most times. There's a phrase that I quite often reproduce from one of my chess club colleagues, and that was, I'd have paid him to play that move. So, if you were black here, white to move, what move would you like white to make and you will pay him to make it?
Bishop.
Queen alpha 6.
All right. Or queen bravo 5 or Charlie 4, yeah.
Bishop takes bishop.
I'd like that. There's a better one than that, though.
Oh, right. Better one than that.
All right. What's my philosophy in this game?
Development.
And ultimate. The long term?
Well, you're a pawn up, so just development.
Win the ending of pawn up. Yeah.
First exchange queen delta 2.
He's offering an exchange of queens.
He does that?
Yeah.
That is not good. Queen delta 2.
Why not rook delta 3? Well, this can't be.
The knight's on evil four.
Well, I didn't say he played queen delta 2, but I said yes, he is going to trade queens.
All right, evil one.
But I think the correct plan here is rook delta 3, force queen alpha 5. I think queen alpha 5 is the best. Rook Charlie 1 and play pawn Charlie 4 and then take it from there.
Yeah. Sure.
At least white's getting some points. Yeah.
He didn't play queen either one, did he?
Yeah, queen echo 1 would assure exchange.
Yeah, well, black could hide queen bravo 2. You're asking for trouble after rook bravo 1, queen alpha 3. In fact, after queen echo 1, queen bravo 2, white might go queen bravo 4, which really threatens rook bravo 1.
Just take it off and say thank you.
Game moves Queen Echo 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe he thinks he can hold the ending of pawn down. Maybe he thinks she's got such a good grip on the position that the extra pawn will come to nothing.
Wrong on both counts. I think he just played the losing move.
Well, it makes Black's job of making use of the extra pawn a lot easier.
Yeah.
But he's got a choice, hasn't he? He can take with a nap. Well, take with either rook.
I just developed Bravo 5. If he captures queen, stack with the knight.
Well, Black is going to go queen takes queen. But if he takes for the knight, White might go bishop takes bishop on echo 5.
Hmm.
And then Black's king side, dark squared pawns on the centre king side aren't going to help. And Black's got a 4 against 2 centre queen side to play with. Black can play pawn echo 6. And then the Charlie Bravo alpha pawns can all roll. I would feel very happy with that. So the game move for White is queen takes queen, echo 1. So the game move for Black is queen takes queen, echo 1. And the game move for White is rook on foxtrot takes echo 1. So he's gained another development tempo. So maybe he's relying on the fact that the bishop on Charlie H and the rook on alpha 8 aren't in play. And that he's got sufficient compensation for the pawn. But there's no weaknesses to aim at. The extra pieces can't gang up on anything. So the development is of no great value. We discussed this several times in taking a pawn for development, giving your opponent development through a pawn. And it all depends on, is there a weakness in the position to aim at? Can you hit one weakness, and when your opponent defends that, deflect in a different direction to another weakness, and just keep on tying them down to defending. But Black isn't actually defending here, because there's no real weaknesses under attack. What White has just got comfortable developments, but nothing to play against. Okay, so let's see what happens. So queen takes echo 1. Rook on foxtrot takes echo 1. Am I reading that correctly? Yeah, okay. Black in the game to play. Any ideas?
I like the idea of Bella 6.
So you want to get on with developments on the queen side?
Bella 6, bishop and 6. And, well, of course, he develops the rook in the corner as well. The only disadvantage is knight, Gustav 5. He can't do that because you've got the knight and the bishop on it. Yeah, Bella 6.
Yeah. Black owns the gulf 5 square. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was worried about White getting some pressure with pawn Charlie 4. So I just ruled it out immediately.
Oh. Well, Bella 5.
Yeah.
Make sure bishop rolls are bad.
Yeah, but so it says. I mean, his bishop is front side of my pawn chain. My bishop would be the rear side of my pawn chain.
I
but
suppose
he can't do anything with it.
suppose you're threatening Anna 5, Anna 4, which would be slightly annoying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the game move is Pawn Bravo 5. Pawn Bravo 5 has Bravo 6, has more flexibility to it. But White might lash out with Pawn Charlie 4. You have to defend that in some way. You either have to play Bishop Echo 6, or you have to play Pawn Echo 6. And then maybe White can push on with Pawn Charlie 5. Drop the bishop to Charlie 2 and double rooks on the Bravo file. Or put the bishop on Alpha 4, or play Pawn Alpha 4, 5, and put a big clamp on the Bravo 6 square. If White closes off on the queen side, the extra pawn has gone. And maybe Black might find the queen side opening up and having a pawn backward on the Charlie file, which might prove to be a target. So I just thought, he's not playing with any great inspiration. I'll just take a bit of space, and I'll stop his one and only break. So psychologically, I've annoyed him, because his one and only active move is pawn Charlie 4. Now, I'm just stopping
him. Eva 6, and go for Casper 5.
Yeah, you can go pawn echo 6. But you see, if I'm going to make any use of the queenside pawns, the alpha bravo pawns have to move, which means the Charlie 6 pawn will be backward. If I play pawn echo 6, he goes pawn Charlie 4. I do nothing. He goes take on. Oh, I see. I could always capture with the Charlie pawn. And then it comes to a question. I could play Charlie 6 to Delta 5. Then it comes down to who inhabits the Charlie file first. Now, I reckon it's probably him. Or maybe not.
Just exchange rooks down that file, then it'd be even closer to victory.
Yeah. It looks as if I could do it that way. So maybe I was too worried about pawn Charlie 4. So maybe pawn echo 6, pawn Charlie 4. I do something like bishop delta 7. And if he trades, I take with the Charlie pawn. And if he goes rook Charlie 1, everything will come off. All the rooks will trade on the Charlie file. So then Black would be left with a 2-1 majority on the queen side. And with careful play, that should get through. That should cost White a piece. Okay. All right, maybe I was over worried about pawn Charlie 4. Okay, the game move for Black is pawn Bravo 5. Well, as is pointed out, Black is going to go pawn alpha 5 and alpha 4. So White has to do something fairly quickly on the queen side.
You can't play Casper 3 because you just take it, don't you?
Yes, please. Well, you do. It just about works. Okay. Charlie 3, knight takes Charlie 3, rook Charlie 1. And if the knight moves, rook takes Charlie 6. But after pawn Charlie 3, knight takes, rook Charlie 1, Black has got pawn Bravo 4. And if pawn Alpha 6, pawn Alpha 3, Black goes pawn Alpha 5 and keeps the pawn. It just about hangs together. And then Black will defend the Charlie 6 pawn, and the knight on Charlie 3 is free to move.
So maybe now Black push the Bravo 5 pawn, maybe bishop to Charlie 7, preventing Anna 5.
Black has just played pawn Bravo 5, and it's white to play.
That's why I say after white pushes the bravo pawn to bravo five, now admits the bishop of from Eva 5 to Charlie 7, and that prevents Anna 5.
No, black has a rook on Anna 8.
Anna 8.
Black has a rook on Alpha 8.
Yeah. Yeah, it can play Anna 5. I suppose Anna 3 is the only logical.
Oh, yeah.
Anna 3? I mean, it looks a bit.
Well, all right, it stops the loss of the piece, yeah.
The white then could be play knight to echo 5 to delta 3 to, well, either keep it at echo 5 or post to Charlie 5, it would have.
Charlie 5, yeah.
Ah, so maybe black could go bishop Charlie 7, intending knight echo 5, which would force black to play bishop takes knight echo 5. Or maybe bishop bravo 7 is just about good enough to hold the pawn.
But then white can play knight to Charlie 5 and
hit the... Oh, you're thinking of getting a knight on Charlie 5, are you?
Yeah. And then he might be able to hold it with such a well-posted knight. I'd still rather have the pawn.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, there's lots of ideas here for white to come out with. No, I don't think so. All right, white in the game plays pawn alpha 4.
Oh.
Well, black clearly isn't going to take that, are you? Well, it's threatening to win a pawn, because white is threatening alpha bravo, Charlie bravo for black, and bishop takes delta 5.
So it's alpha 6.
Yeah, that keeps everything under control.
It's also knight to Charlie 3.
Yeah, and if white plays rook delta 3, you play pawn bravo 4.
Or you could even play knight takes pawn.
You might be cheeky and in that case, if after alpha 4, if knight Charlie 3, white goes rook alpha 1.
Right, but yeah, somehow you've gained something there.
Yeah, I think you're right. Knight Charlie 3, rook alpha 1, pawn bravo 4. And then black can play pawn alpha 5, bishop alpha 6. Not quite breaking through yet. Pawn Charlie 5 would have to be a thematic break, so you need to play pawn echo 6 at some point.
And your knight is very good at Charlie 3 and can go back to echo 5, whenever, echo 4, whenever it wants.
No. Yeah, I wasn't spending too much time on these moves. I was just looking at one idea.
Yeah.
I never thought it was okay. I was just sticking with it. So there are probably lots of good plans to be found here for both players.
You don't want
he was falling quite a bit behind on the clock.
Very
so I didn't want to start heading into forcing variations. I wanted to keep the position quiet.
Yep.
And let him spend more time. try to find something. Because when you start playing active, you might set off a sequence that you can't stop, and all of a sudden it begins to spin out of control, and you give your opponent lots of play, which you didn't have to. But if you're spending a long time on moves and getting nowhere in opening up the position, so I thought, well, I'll keep the position closed and see how much more time he spends on the next move. So the game move for black is pawn alpha 6. So you could say this is counterproductive in terms of making progress. But if your opponent's spending long time on the clock and not finding anything convincing, just give him more time to find more possibilities that don't work. And I think he's beginning to get a bit frustrated because he's had all this development lead and nothing has come from it.
Yeah.
He was 3 minor pieces development lead for about 5 or 6 moves before black began to catch up, and nothing happened.
He slipped one down.
So now the idea of Bishop Charlie 7 comes again.
Yep. Or after alpha 6, he could consider pawn alpha 5. I'm just trying to keep the queen side locked up. And then he maneuvers the bishop to Charlie 7 to Bravo 6. And then I've suggested earlier, maybe lifts Rook Echo 2. Oh no, you've got to be careful about Rook Echo 2 because the Knight Charlie 3. But somehow maneuvers the Knight to Echo 1 to Delta 3 to Charlie 5 and try to put a clamp on the extra queenside pawn. But this all takes time on the clock. And pawn Alpha 5 is very committal. I think pawn Alpha 5, and I'm trying to keep a grip on the position, it was the correct way to handle this. It might not be good enough, but it was, I think, the best try.
How many got either 6 and Bishop David 8 to hit the pawn?
Well, he just played Rook Alpha 1 to protect it.
Yeah.
Or he could just play Bishop Charlie 7 to Bravo 6 anyway.
Yeah. But after Bishop Charlie 7, if you play pawn alpha 5, then the Bravo pawn is down. Alpha takes Bravo 5.
Oh yeah, black must not play pawn alpha 5. It is white who is playing pawn. I'm suggesting pawn alpha 5 for white to close the queen
yeah.
side.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think here white to play. White should try pawn alpha 5. Instead, white plays Rook Alpha 1.
Yeah.
Well, it's obviously what he's looking for. There's a tactic. White is now threatening Alpha takes Bravo 5, and clearly Alpha 6 takes Bravo 5, loses horribly to Rook takes Rook Alpha 8.
Yeah.
And if black allows Alpha 4 takes Bravo 5, Charlie 6 takes Bravo 5, and Bishop takes Delta 5, check, loses a rook on alpha 8.
Yeah.
So black must protect all these threats with one move.
Bishop David 7.
Where are we?
David 7 just does pawn takes support. Pawn takes support.
Now it's white to play, no?
Yeah, now it's black to play.
No, black. White has just played Rook Alpha 1.
That's the game move?
Game move, Rook Alpha 1.
Okay.
That's the pawn set.
So black has pawns on Alpha 6, Bravo 5, Charlie 6, Delta 5. And white is threatening to win at least a pawn somewhere. White is threatening at least pawn takes pawn, bravo 5. And black can't afford either recapture. So you have to make a move that protects us all.
Bishop
bravo
6. Either 6. Well, either. Either 6 or bravo 7. Does it matter?
If you play echo 6, white can play alpha takes bravo 5, which forces Charlie takes bravo 5, and then white can play bishop Charlie 7. White's going to put get a blockade on Charlie 5, on alpha 5.
Yeah.
The idea is white can go bishop Charlie 7, and then support rook alpha 5, double rooks on the alpha file, and then white black's extra pawn is probably worth nothing. And black might even be worse.
You would make a weakness in alpha 6.
Yeah.
So the obvious thing to do is move the bishop. So then
move the bishop. So if the pawn trade comes in, you take with the alpha pawn, right, and your rook and alpha 8 is protected from fox cross 8. So the only question is, which diagonal do you put it on?
Yeah.
Well, which diagonal is it likely to see more activity on? On delta 7 or bravo 7? We're assuming that white is going to trade pawns at some point.
Well, if you put it on delta 7, if Alan takes Bella, oh, you don't take the clasp, you take with the Anna pawn, so that doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to say, if you play bishop delta 7, you have to say it with the Anna pawn.
Yeah. But it's more active on Bet David, and it protects either 6 as well.
It also hits alpha 4, which the knight can get to as yeah. well.
Bishop bravo 7, I think it's better.
Okay, well, there's arguments for both, I think.
Yeah. Just as long as you move it.
Yeah, just move the bishop. That's just put it somewhere safe. Again, I was sensing a little bit of frustration across the board.
You're looking for a cheapo trick here to put it, you know.
Well,
it's not going to work against people like you.
It shouldn't. So, yeah, you shouldn't fall for tactics. He's been trying to get activity, but he's had active pieces. But no weaknesses to play up. And now he's beginning to feel that there's some queenside play to be had. So I just said I'm going to keep it all under control. I want to see whether you think playing actively is the correct way to hold this position, or just to block it up and try and close it down. So the game move for black is bishop bravo 7. The reason being, there's a big difference. If black does nothing, at the right moment, black is planning to go pawn bravo 4, black was going, the bishop on bravo 7 defends delta 5. The idea for black is now to play pawn alpha 5, intending, if allowed, pawn bravo 4, and then put the bishop on alpha 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then starts manoeuvring for getting play up the Charlie file. Play pawn echo 6, get rooks doubled on the Charlie file, and push pawn Charlie 5. So there should be a breakthrough there.
Mm-hmm.
So the bishop on delta bravo 7 defends delta 5 for a move, so that's possibilities maybe of pushing. Well, it's a question of see what white does. With bishop on bravo 7, it covers quite a few plans, because it means if white ever opens the alpha file, black can always trade rooks at the alpha file, no matter what.
Now the bishop helps that, even if necessary.
Yeah, yeah, the bishop is back with guards alpha 8. So it means that...
You can play Charlie 5 if you wanted to at any time.
Well, yeah. But no, what it means is the bishop on Bravo 7 means if white leaves the alpha file where it is, black can go pawn alpha 5 and pawn Bravo 4. If white opens up the alpha file, black will be able to go rook takes rook, followed by rook alpha 8 to challenge the file.
Mm.
And then all rooks are removed. And that must make the job easier. Because then black can afford to just bring the king in, and there's never any fear of a constant rook attack. Okay, so bishop Bravo 7, intending possible trades on alpha 8, depending on how white plays it. Again, it's white to play. Sorry, go on.
I said bishop Bravo 7 was better than the other diagonal.
Yeah.
Because it defends not only David 5 pawn, but it defends the alpha 8 square.
Yeah, it means black can always play a rook on alpha 8 to challenge the alpha file if the alpha file opens up. Yeah. All right, rook alpha 1, perhaps I'm talking dots as well.
That knight on either 4 is a pain in the... Isn't it?
It's very well posted. It's got lots of nice little threats. Maybe if white it restricts a lot of white's options.
And maybe if white wants to continue with the same plan, maybe rook alpha 2 and rook echo to alpha 1 again, and that would be a problem.
Well.
No, not really.
You can't win a piece on alpha 8 because the rooks will just trade.
It's doubly protected.
Yes, that's why the bishop to Bravo 7 was better.
Yeah, well, this is the game move. The game move is bishop Bravo 7.
Okay.
Game move is bishop Bravo 7. All right. I think white is anticipating, is thinking that he wants to capture alpha takes Bravo 5, and he's thinking by my putting the bishop on Bravo 7, I am indicating I want to recapture with the Charlie pawn, maybe. All right. I don't necessarily understand this next move from white.
He's just running out of decent moves now, I think.
Yeah. He hasn't got an active pawn, and he hasn't found a weakness to his. And he doesn't know whether to play actively to open the position up or to play passively, close it down, and force me to do something with the extra pawn.
He'd like to be able to move his knight to Felix 3 and play Felix 3 with the pawn to get rid of that knight. But if you just like play bishop takes bishop, don't you? And you give him another weakness.
That's a possibility, yeah. All right, the game move for white is rook on echo, rook echo, delta 1.
Oh, right.
Well, what happens when a piece moves?
It releases the square.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Now, who could that somebody else be?
It's moved from either to
Echo Delta 1. Rook Echo Delta 1.
The knight heads for
Charlie 5. The idea is Knight Echo 1, Delta 3, Charlie 5, and that is really going to create some problems in the black queen side. Something's going to give there. White will definitely make some positional gain if a knight is allowed to land on Charlie 5. Would probably have to go something like rook alpha 7, But then you're vulnerable to moves like Alpha takes Bravo 5, tactics in the air, all over the place. If a knight lands on Charlie 5, you're in trouble.
But he's got to do something about it. You play bishop takes bishop and double his pawns if he allows that. When he moves the knight.
That's true. And then black still hasn't got the luxury of pawn Charlie 5. So if knight echo 1, bishop takes, pawn takes. There isn't quite enough time.
And the knight from even 4 covers.
But white has time. Pawn foxtrot 3, kicking it. I think black is just about hanging on.
Better than that.
Well, white's got to do two moves. White has to do knight echo 1 and pawn foxtrot 3.
If knight either 1, bishop takes bishop, pawn takes bishop, knight comes back to Felix 3, and then Bella 7. And if it comes to, if the knight can't get there because it's got no coverage.
Hang on, I'm going through that again. If knight echo 1, this is white's plan. Knight echo 1, black goes bishop takes bishop, delta takes bishop, What does black do then?
Have a look. Oh, yeah, because the knight can't go to Felix, so he can go.
You can go knight Charlie 5 to delta 7.
Knight Charlie 5 itself.
Yeah, but white can go pawn foxtrot 4 then. But then you've got what you want because white's not. Oh, no, no, you haven't.
But on the face of it, white has double pawns now as well, so it has problem.
The thing is, after knight echo 1, bishop takes bishop, pawn takes, black can simply play knight Charlie 5 anyway. And if knight delta 3 comes in, you trade it.
Yeah.
And then put your king on echo 6, I think, again.
With another advantage, the double pawns.
Yeah. More weaknesses.
Yeah. Ultimately, you're looking to put your king on echo 6, I would suggest. Play pawn Charlie 5, get the rooks behind it, and then hopefully the extra pawn will count. You just have to be careful that white doesn't find a liquidation of alpha takes bravo 5, costing you your delta 5 pawn. Okay, so rook echo delta 1, vacating the square for the knight to retreat.
Of course, white could play bishop takes bishop first, so he doesn't get the double pawn, and then play knight.
Yep.
Knight either 5 to David 3 to Casper 5. And no, he can't pick. If he pays tick off, he take with either pawn, so he can't get to either 5, can he?
Maybe white should retreat bishop foxtrot 4 first. And then go knight echo 1 delta 3 and try and drop in on Charlie 5. But black will probably just take it immediately. And that would then release the echo 5, echo 7 pawn to start advancing in the centre. It's difficult to find good ideas for white.
Since he has a lost position. By the way, he's still had an idea. He could have gone bishop Charlie 7 instead. And then
again,
And then the knight could go forward.
The knight could come in on echo 5 to delta 7, back to Charlie 5.
Yeah. And the bishop can always end up at alpha 5 too, kind of the blockade thing.
There's lots of ideas to be considered here.
Yeah.
And time is running on the clock.
But he's doing it the slow way, which he can't He can't afford double pawns, and he can't afford more time on the clock, and he can't afford losing time on the board.
he's already running a little bit short compared to me. And I can play simple moves. Whereas he's...
Game in some number of minutes, right? That's the way that the time is there. So
yeah, I can...